an adventure with Rocky Starr. Unbeknown to Rocky, Gorg is organizing another army to invade Earth. Already, hundreds of robots have marched aboard giant transports. Feverishly, his men work so that the huge fleets of spaceships can leave Venus within 24 hours. Unaware of what is happening in the south, Rocky and the others are together on the central continent planning their next move. At night, Rocky and Yan sit together while the others sleep. Suddenly, with a hoarse, frightened yell, Yan says,
"The walking rocks!"
Sitting on Yan.
"Can you not see them moving? They're coming towards us! Run!"
"Yan, wait a moment.
Run for your life! They will crush us!"
"Now take it easy. They're not moving."
"They are. Listen to them calling to each other. It is as the legend says. We must get away from here. Listen to them."
"Yan, Yan, that's the sand sign."
"It is the rock."
"I've heard it often in deserts on Earth. Something to do with the sand cooling off."
"I tell you, Rocky..."
"See your age, Yan, with you. You don't believe that legend's hocus pocus, surely. Just an old wives' tale."
"Many of my people have seen them. Hypnos, look."
"Yes, yes, I am."
"Can you make out the gray figures there?"
"Well, of course they're there. We saw them today."
"They are much closer."
"They're still in the same place. Listen, Yan, it's just an illusion. Now listen, close your eyes and then open them again quickly and you'll see that they haven't moved an inch. Well, go on." "Well?"
"They are still in the same place." "Oh, I'm sorry, Rocky, for being such a fool."
"It's all right, forget it.
I would have sworn that..." "Oh, I've been thinking and talking too much about the old legend."
"And you're pretty tired, too."
"Yes, I am. It was terrible working in the heat today."
"Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you go and have some sleep. I'll stand guard till I have to call Mitch and Ann."
"I do not like to leave it all to you."
"Oh, I'm happy. Besides, it'll give me a chance to sort things out. Maybe on my own, I'll puzzle out how to finish Gorg once and for all."
When Yan had gone, Rocky lay back on the sand, trying to work out some way of overcoming Gorg. Thousands of miles away in the control tower of the Vinton Space Airfield, Gorg stands looking down on hundreds of giant spaceships. Suddenly, Yo rushes in excitedly.
"The invasion fleet is ready."
"Excellent, excellent. How many ships are there?"
700 of the largest transports."
"They are immense, Yo. 700. It's more than I expected."
"Yes, sire. Well, the ships are loaded to capacity with robots and their atomic equipment. Naturally, some hundreds of Venusians go, too."
"Naturally, my little men will need guidance when first they land on Earth."
"Well, sire, they only await your signal to take off."
"One moment. I trust that General Kodor knows my every wish."
"I explained even the smallest detail to him. Just before they reach Earth's atmosphere, the fleet will divide. One is to attack the northern half, and the other, the southern half of
Earth." "Good, good. Their cities will be a shambles a few seconds after the first hydrogen bombs are dropped. And when the survivors see my little men marching through their streets, they will flee in terror." "Things go well for us, eh, you? Shall I give the signal?"
"Sire, first, a personal message from you would be appreciated by the men."
"No, no. Earth may be listening to our radio programs even as we are to theirs."
"But they do not understand our language, sire. Besides, the transmitter you will use will not be strong enough for them to pick it up."
"Very well, then.
This microphone, sire. It is all ready for you."
"Good. Nemdra stoba for Venus. No sik so katsi. Yad due giv voi rab gisenelb. Et for du Greek. Voi kanak lias. Emo krivo estena. Quile et erebenu. Et dug. Dug takal."
"Now, first that signal light and the first ship will take off."
"There.
Good. Sire, it is only a matter of time until the whole fleet is on its way to victory." "There goes General Kodor's ship." "Yes, sire. Within a few weeks, Earth shall be ours. They will offer little resistance
ahead."
"That is obvious from our latest radio report. Quite a number of nations wish to negotiate a peace settlement without a shot being fired."
"The ones who are called British do not. They want to fight to the end."
"They will not be so brave when their cities are in ruins and millions of their people dead."
"Perhaps you are right." "How many ships are in the air?"
"At least four, sire. There is another taking off." "You sound happy."
"I was thinking of that swine, Rocky Starr. I wonder what he would say if he could see this.
I wish I knew where he is.
He doesn't interest me at the moment. We will settle with him, Mitch, and the others after our spaceships have left. And this time he cannot interfere with my plans. No one can interfere now. I tell you, I shall rule the universe before long. The world shall cringe before me.
Gee, it's kind of cold out here, then.
It is. We could do with a fire.
Yeah, I thought of that earlier. I searched all around for some wood, but there's nothing but them weird rocks.
Mitch, they're eerie, aren't they?
Yeah. Mama's right, you know. They do look like stone statues.
Mitch, you believe that they can move?
Oh, don't be crummy, chicken. Whoever heard of rocks wandering about?
Oh, I know they can't, and yet...
Yet what?
Well, we've seen so many strange things on Venus.
Oh, you oughtn't to fall for that stuff. Well, Yan, you're a great scientist.
Oh, I'm just being stupid, I suppose.
Forget it. It's all hooey. Yeah, you know, it would be kind of swell if we had a fire. You could lie back there toasting your tootsies while I made some coffee and serenaded you. Just like them Western movies, you know, wouldn't it?
I suppose it would.
Oh, give me a home word about...
Oh, Miss Dunk.
Don't you like it? What's the matter, honey? I got a good voice in a weird sort of way.
How weird is that?
Grab an earful of this, honey. I'm a little space pilot who flit from star to star. A tickle little meet the ice as they go flitting by to rhyme with star.
No, you're crazy.
Hey, well, you see, I'm rolling up here in Venus.
No, it's all so different to what we expected, isn't it?
Well, say, look, I was expecting an exploring in that, you know, and then I reckon we'd find all sort of treasures. I was going to load a blue streak with souvenirs and all that. No, people, guess we'd be lucky if we got away in one piece.
I'm glad Daddy didn't come.
The professor would have been a corpse by now. You know, Gog's had us on the run ever since we landed, and he'll be after us again any second. Hey, chicken, can you keep a secret?
Oh, well, as any woman.
Well, me, I guess it's only a matter of time, and we'll be all finished.
Mitch, I don't agree with that.
Well, it's as plain as the nose of my face. He'll redouble his efforts to grab us before they... Well, after the Raymar business, and this time... Off, go ahead. Lickety split.
Stop being so gruesome.
Nice and thanks. All this nonsense about collecting an army to fight him is screwy.
We can't beat him on our own.
We can't beat him, period.
Rocky will do it.
Yeah, well, I wish I could believe this.
He smashed his invasion army, didn't he? He'll save the Earth, you see.
Look, the most we can hope for is to give the United Nations time to prepare.
I wonder whether they are preparing.
They'd be flat out. Well, they'd have guys monitoring Venus radio programs and everything.
Hmm. Suppose Daddy will have a whole team watching this place by telescope.
You reckon? Say, look, I'll go give those guys a wave.
Hey, fellas!
Oh, Mitch, you're hopeless.
Well, someone might see me. You know, I reckon every kid in the world will be looking up at Venus and wondering about me. Hey, what's them flashes way to the sun?
Hmm? Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, it's gone now. It's pretty big.
Well, it could be.
Hey, there's another.
Oh, I caught that one.
Gator and grasshoppers, you didn't... No, it couldn't be.
Couldn't be what?
Oh, take no notice of me, chicken. This place getting me down. You know, the craziest idea popped into my head. For a moment, I thought them flashes were spaceships.
Spaceships? What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Forget it. Going nuts. Ah, there, them flashes was most likely a meteorite or something. Anyway, there's no more of them. Only another hour and I can go call Rocky and Marla.
You are Estes Rocky. Won't you sit down? Anne will be bringing us coffee soon.
Want to sleep?
It is too cold. I could not sleep so near to those rocks.
Oh, now, don't you start that, Marla. I've had more than enough of that silly business tonight.
I am sorry.
Those rocks can't hurt you as much as Gog can.
Are you still thinking about him?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to fathom what he's doing.
Looking for us, most probably.
No, Marla, he's not. He would have easily... By gosh! I believe I know why we got back to Venus so easily.
I do not follow you.
Gorg's not interested in us at the moment. He's leaving us well and truly alone for some reason or other. Now, why? Why would he do that?
I cannot answer that.
You'd think he'd have some men right on our tails. Instead, we're allowed through the outer ring of defenses on a trip from Raymar. No one's come looking for us. Oh, great Scott. Robots.
Rocky, you are not sick, are you?
Sick?
Yes, you are talking to yourself.
Well, there's nothing wrong with me that a good kick won't cure. Oh, mother of all the fools. Why didn't I think of it before? Oh, of course that's it. I know what Gog's doing.
You do?
I'll bet a pound to a peanut he's sending an army of robots to attack Earth. I saw thousands of them in Ventum. So Mitch did see spaceships taking off. He wasn't imagining things.
Rocky,
Now, come on, Marla. We've got work to do. I'll call the others and you
can... No, you cannot.
Look, I haven't the time to ask...
Look. Listen.
Great Scott.
Can you see them moving?
Why, they can't be.
They are. Hundreds of them.
Oh, no, I won't believe it. It's not possible, Marla.
Can you doubt your eyes? Look at them. They are like stone men marching towards us. Rocky, run for the bomber. We must take off at once.
Come on, down this way.
Hurry, they will see us.
Wait a minute. That was Anne. Marla, she's in amongst those walking rocks. You go and call Mitch.
You cannot go back there.
Well, I've got to. I can't leave Anne. I'm going back to get her.
Despite Marla's pleading, Rocky turns to face the walking rocks and races to Anne's rescue. What will happen? Can he reach Anne in time to save her life? Or will they both be crushed by the strange gray stone? And what of Gorg's invasion fleet now heading for our world? Be sure to hear the next thrill-packed episodes of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.